congratulations are due to Emer. And the challenge was in under 3 minutes to tell a story and to use many different aspects of sound and of speech or whatever. And her story, and I met her during the week, it is absolutely true. Have a listen if you haven't heard it. I think this is fascinating. What, as the fella says, are the chances of this? This is Who Took Mom to the Prom? And it's from Emer Horgan.
A dress, makeup, hair extensions.
This is my 18-year-old daughter, Kathleen.
Getting your hair curled and all.
Slap bang in the middle of prom fever.
Nails. Spray tan. I borrowed a dress from a friend.
If you've ever lived with someone going to a prom, you'll know that all that talk about hair products and
strapless
dresses can wear a bit thin.
Low back.
So I was giving her the deaf ear, until she mentioned how she got invited.
He said that he wasn't sure who he was going to bring. I said, well, bring your sister, bring your cousin, bring someone, just go. And bring me if you need to. And then he was like, well, I mean, I could bring you. And I said, yeah, you could.
It reminded me of a prom I went to when I was her age. I'd had a phone call from this guy I knew. He was kind of serious and shy, but nice. And the phone call went on and on until the penny dropped and I realised he was working himself up to ask me. So I did what Kathleen did and said, I'll go with you. Well, that was a long time ago, about 34 years ago, in fact. And it was in Cork City, right at the other end of Ireland, long way away from where we live now. What happened next? Oh, yeah, it's the night before the dance.
Louis is a boy in my course.
Kathleen is chit-chatting at the dinner table about this boy who's bringing her to the prom.
First time I met Louis.
She says his name is O'Halloran. And I say, that's so funny, the guy I was telling you about, his name was O'Halloran. And she says, well, it couldn't be the same. This guy lives here in Dublin. And his dad's name is Connell.
Oh, that was the most ridiculous thing I've
ever heard. Connell. Connell. That's the name of my guy. And then there's loads of high-pitched shrieking and oh my gods, and laughter and all. I found a photo of me at 18.
It's one of those old kind of sepia-esque
here, I'm not that
photos.
Old. Got her to send it to the boy who was inviting her and to ask him to show it to his dad.
Ask him if he knows someone by the name of Emer Horgan. Get yourself a cup of tea while you're at it.
It was the same guy.
I was gobsmacked.
Your son, my daughter, in a different city, bump into each other and unknowing. Yeah, bump into each other and do the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking.
And no, before you say it, there's no fairy tale ending. We didn't fall in love second time round. And the kids didn't fall in love. Not yet, anyway.
Isn't that absolutely fantastic? And as I said in the introduction, what are the chances of that? Quite extraordinary. So congratulations to RTE's Emer Horgan, winner in the Third Coast International Audio Festival Short Documentary Challenge. And I think she told it beautifully. I wonder, did they dance to something like this at the prom?